Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts on the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Today we're talking to Lori Weigel. She's the Marketing Director of Server Software Strategy and Technology Initiatives for the Digital Enterprise Group. Hi Lori, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks Allison.
Thanks for joining us. Climate Savers Computing launched with a major bang in terms of the coverage around the world. Can you tell us, what is this program all about?
The Climate Savers Computing Initiative is a new organization that's formed recently to address the amount of power consumed by computers, both desktop computers and servers, and to establish some targets for the industry to work toward in terms of building greater energy efficiency into computers, as well as promoting the use of advanced power management, which has implications both for the suppliers but also for the users of computers and encourages them to take advantage of functionality that may already exist in their system.
Now, Intel recently announced this program with Google. What is the reason why Intel is involved in this space?
Intel is in a somewhat unique position in terms of the role we play in the computing industry. We have a long history of driving innovation and obviously ever-increasing performance in computer systems. But this is an area where we felt we could use our industry leadership to good advantage in terms of using the relationships that we have with the other companies in the industry to agree on goals that we can collectively strive toward in terms of improving energy efficiency, including power management functionality in the systems that ship, but probably more importantly, encouraging the use of power management functionality out in the real world, both with desktop users and server users.
Climate Savers Computing has a number of industry heavyweights behind it. What are the criteria that the industry is actually driving to customers?
What the companies who have committed to Climate Savers Computing are driving toward is ever-increasing levels of energy efficiency in power supply and motherboard power delivery, as well as adoption of power management functionality. Now, the energy efficiency piece of this, at the outset, what Climate Savers Computing Initiative is doing is we're taking the guidelines that are coming out from the EPA for Energy Star, beginning actually in July, so just next week. There are new guidelines, and those call for an 80% plus efficient power supply. And then what we're doing with Climate Savers Computing Initiative is we're taking that baseline and we're actually increasing the efficiency out in time on close to an annual cadence. We're working to align up with our system manufacturer system release cycles. And so that scales out to a 90% efficient power supply by the year 2010. We have similar guidelines in place for servers. So what we're doing is really working closely with the EPA, making sure that we have very good alignment there and we're all promoting the same things, and then we're driving to increased efficiency beyond that. On the power management side, what we're working toward is having our system makers set the power management capabilities as default as the systems ship out, but then also working on the demand side with both corporations and with consumers to make sure that those power management settings stay on and they're actually used in the systems.
Okay, so advanced power management. Speak a little bit about how users would actually utilize advanced power management and what you really mean by that term.
Sure. What happens is most desktop computers ship with power management enabled. And what I mean by power management is the system is set up so that if it is inactive for a period of time, either goes into a sleep state or an even deeper hibernation state. And obviously in those states, it's consuming less power. So there's no downside to the consumer for the computer to enter these sleep states. If everything is behaving well in terms of the software and the drivers, when the user wants the system to come back to life, it'll come back to life very quickly. So again, the manufacturers ship with these settings turned on. What often happens, though, is as the user customizes their system and they're adding more software, these settings get disabled or turned off. And most of the time, people are just not even aware that desktop computers actually have these power management states. Laptop users tend to be a little bit more familiar with them. So what we're doing as part of the program is educating people on how to take advantage of the power management features that already are there. And over time, we expect to have some tools that people will be able to download from the Climate Savers Computer Initiative website to actually help them with their power management settings.
The program launched with 40 companies, which was really phenomenal for launch. What has the response been since the announcement of the program?
We've actually had phenomenal response to the program. And in fact, my inbox every day is, you know, I'm trying to respond to everything that's coming in. We've had a number of companies join at the sponsor level, a plethora of individuals signing up for the targets. And we think that there's going to be tremendous continued response because we really haven't started a lot of the marketing programs yet associated with the initiative. We're really still just seeing the results of the launch itself.
I noticed a number of the companies involved in this. There's IBM, there's Dell, there's HP, there's EDS. What is the program's intent in terms of focus around the world, and how do you plan on extending this across the globe?
We have representatives from all the major geographies included in the membership, but we think that the strength of the organization, particularly in Europe and Asia, will ramp pretty rapidly. As we work closely with our sales forces and some extended outreach in those geographies, and we've seen really strong initial interest from European companies. World Wildlife Fund, who, of course, is a critical member of Climate Savers, is headquartered in Europe. And I think that they'll help us bring a lot of good membership to the organization. We already have three leading system manufacturers in Japan as sponsors, Hitachi, NEC, and Fujitsu. And we see that continuing to grow. Again, really strong interest from the Japanese market. And then Lenovo, of course, is based in China, and we're hoping to work closely with them to drive further interest in that marketplace.
So why the focus across platforms? I noticed that you have metrics in place for both clients and servers. What was the intention behind that?
Well, we think that there is opportunity for energy savings in both client and server. Right now, there's a lot of focus in the press on data centers and server power consumption, but the truth is there are actually a lot more clients in the world and a lot more gains to be made in terms of using the advanced power management features we talked about on clients. So we think it's really important to address both. The other area is there's been very little focus prior to the EPA's new Energy Star requirements on energy-efficient power supplies for clients. So both through the new Energy Star requirements as well as what we're doing with the Climate Savers Computing Initiative, I think we'll see a lot of improvement there.
How does this relate to Intel's broader energy efficiency initiatives?
Intel has a number of activities underway with regard to energy efficiency and energy efficient performance. Probably most of your listeners are familiar with the Core microarchitecture that we launched last year, which delivers phenomenal performance at much lower energy consumption. So our focus is very strong in the fundamental products that we deliver to the marketplace. We also, with Climate Savers, with our efforts with Green Grid and a number of other venues, work a lot with the industry to make sure that, again, the system level power consumption is really optimized. So it's both in the products that we deliver, processor and surrounding chipset, as well as the industry efforts. And then we also have a pretty active consulting practice at the data center level. So dealing not just with individual pieces of equipment, but actually looking at facility design and making sure that the coming together of virtualization and new bladed architecture and greater performance, which can enable great density in the data center, can actually be powered and cooled effectively so that companies are making good use of their space. So again, we're really dealing with this at multiple levels.
So I see server software strategy and technology initiatives in your title. I've also heard you referred to around the halls of Intel as the green goddess of Intel. Can you tell us why you're involved in this program?
You know, Allison, you were actually the one who told me green goddess was a salad dressing, and so I didn't want to be the green goddess. But actually, the fact is, my job does cover a variety of technologies and the software that enables them, everything from virtualization to manageability and security. But I actually have a strong personal passion around the environment and what Intel can do to work with the industry to really make a difference in terms of climate change, because there's just so much progress we can make.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Allison.
You've been listening to Chip Chat. Tune in next week to learn more about the technologies that are shaping our environment.